You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 14. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. This is the seventh and last episode of our series on business development. And I thought it would be good to close the series by addressing the elephant in the room, which is that many lawyers despise engaging in business development activities. And there are many reasons why. Some lawyers see business development as selling legal services, and they don't want to see themselves as salespersons. Other attorneys are afraid of failing in their efforts to get business, or they fear being rejected by a prospective client. Others believe they just don't have what it takes to become rainmakers. But there are lawyers who are extremely successful at this, and in many cases, what differentiates the successful attorneys from the rest is simply their mindset. So today, we will offer some tips on how to work with your mindset in order to improve your business development skills.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. We're adding new podcasts every day. Visit QODPOD.com and meet our podcasters. That's QODPOD.com.
According to Carol Dweck, a Stanford professor and author of the book Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, professionals often display one of two types of mindset, a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. People with a fixed mindset usually think that they are either good or bad at a particular task, and they believe they cannot change this because they view their abilities as fixed traits. This causes them to avoid challenges and to easily lose hope and to disregard constructive feedback. People with a growth mindset, on the other hand, believe that there's always room for improvement and that they will get better at a particular task with time and with practice. They tend to be persistent and will try again and again until they accomplish whatever it is that they want to achieve. When it comes to business development, many lawyers display a fixed mindset. So regardless of whether the lawyer dislikes the thought of having to sell their services, or whether they believe they're not good at it, or whether they feel rejection, the origin of their struggle is their mindset. So it follows that the most effective way to overcome business development aversion is to change how lawyers think about business development activities. You need to shift from the fixed mindset to the growth mindset when it comes to selling your services. So, how can you approach business development with a better outlook? Well, first of all, you should think positive. Whenever you are facing a business development opportunity, be it participating in a pitch or attending a networking event, don't focus on the negative aspects of that opportunity, but on the positive aspects. Instead of thinking that you're being salesy or that you're not going to get the work, think about three good things that can happen because you took part in that opportunity. For example, if you are asked to participate in a pitch for a potential client, three good things that can come out of that pitch, regardless of whether you get the work, could be the following. First, that you will get to interact with other lawyers in your firm who are also on the pitch team and whom you might not know or with whom you might not communicate regularly. So working together on a pitch with them could be an opportunity for you to meet these lawyers and to create in-firm connections. Another good thing that could come out of the pitch is that the other lawyers in your firm who are on the pitch team will get to know more about what you do and about your successes, since these accomplishments will now be on display as part of the pitch materials that are going to be given to the client or to the prospective client. So being on the pitch can boost your reputation within the firm. Another good thing could be that the potential client you are pitching will learn who you are and will learn about your qualifications, and this will broaden your name recognition within your professional network. So whenever you're dreading a business development activity, make a point of identifying three good things that can come from that experience, even if you don't get any work. Don't focus on the negative, but on the positive, because regardless of the outcome, there is always something positive that will result from whatever activity you engage in. Another thing to keep in mind is that exposure to an activity will eventually get you accustomed to it, which will reduce the anxiety or discomfort that you feel in the future with respect to that activity. So if you engage in a business development event over and over again, you will likely notice that the more you do it, the better you will get at it. And after repeated exposure, you will become accustomed and will not feel as uncomfortable or as anxious. For example, the first time that you work the room at a networking event, you may feel the task is daunting and dreadful. After a few times, it might not seem so bad. And after you've done it multiple times, it will become second nature. So even if it feels uncomfortable to mingle at networking events or to participate in a pitch or to deliver an elevator speech to someone that you met during a business trip, know that after you do this several times, it will become familiar and you are going to get used to doing it. So with time, the experience will not be as dreadful. So with respect to mindset, if you are dreading doing something because it's going to be uncomfortable or because you're not familiar with it or because it makes you anxious, just know that if you get out there and you do it once, twice, three times, eventually it's not going to be as bad. Something else that can help is if you get used to being visible online. So many lawyers hide in their offices churning out work day in and day out. And it is easy for weeks to pass without them engaging with anyone outside of the people that are in their immediate vicinity at the office. So putting themselves out there can be strange and can be daunting. Because we're comfortable in our protected cocoons and facing the world can be scary sometimes. But we can practice stepping out of our comfort zone by having more visibility online. We can do this by being active on social media, particularly on LinkedIn. If you post regularly about topics relevant to your work and to your practice, and if you engage with others who are in your network, you will, even if through cyber means, get used to getting exposure and to interacting with people that are not the ones you see on a daily basis. And this can help loosen you up when you have to interact with folks who are not your usual crowd, which is commonly what happens when you're prospecting for work. Another thing to consider is that in your mind, you can characterize what you offer your prospective clients as a service to them and not as selling to them. Clients need the services that lawyers provide. Your prospective client may have a massive legal problem that you have the skills to solve, but if you don't tell them that you can help them, they may never find out. Your potential client may be eternally grateful that they bumped into you and that you shared with them what you do and how you can help them. So even if you see your approach to them as salesy, your potential client might not see it that way. They might just be happy to have found someone who can help them with a problem. So always know that as lawyers, we serve our clients. And by letting them know how we can help them with their legal problems, we are showing them how we can be of service to them. When you approach a prospective client, don't think that you're going to sell them something. Think that you're going to show them how you can serve them. Another thing that you could do is to focus on building relationships so that you can avoid hard selling. Business development is about building relationships with your clients or your potential clients over time. You should personally get to know your client or potential clients, and you should understand their needs. Make effort to show them how you can help them and what you can offer. And even if they don't give you work immediately, if you have established a relationship with your prospect over time, you will be their obvious choice whenever they need a lawyer in your practice area in the future. And finally, you should make sure that you are consistently nurturing your relationship with your existing clients. It is easier to maintain a client and to get additional business from an existing client than to get a new client. If you already have some clients, make sure that you foster the relationships that you have with them so that you can continue to get work from them. Because the more work you get from the people that you have as clients today, the less that you have to go out there to get more work. So in conclusion, always remember that your mindset influences your decision-making and can determine your success. You can change your fixed and self-limiting mindset with self-determination, deliberate practice, and willingness to overcome challenges. Remember to look at our show notes for this episode for a worksheet to help you work through what we have discussed today. And stay tuned for our next series of 7 episodes on the path to partnership.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.